You're listening to SBS News.
The U.S. Democratic presidential candidate, Joe Biden, has attacked Donald Trump's response to nationwide protests over racism and police brutality, accusing the president of fanning the flames of hate. It's been a week since rallies erupted over the police killing of unarmed African-American George Floyd in Minneapolis. Mr. Biden has criticized President Trump's visit to a church near the White House on Monday when authorities tear-gassed protesters to clear the area.
When peaceful protesters dispersed in order for a president from the doorstep of the People's House, the White House, using tear gas and flash grenades in order to stage a photo op in one of the most historic churches in the country, or at least in Washington, D.C. We can be forgiven for believing the president is more interested in power than in principle, more interested in serving the passions of his base than the needs of the people in his care.
A visit by Mr. Trump to a religious shrine on Tuesday has also drawn criticism. The president and first lady visited a shrine in the Capitol honoring the late Catholic Pope John Paul II. The Catholic Archbishop of Washington criticized the move, saying it's reprehensible that places of worship allow themselves to be misused in such a way. President Trump was criticized when police used tear gas against protesters and priests to clear the area of the church for his visit. This was condemned by the city's mayor, Muriel Bowser, and other city officials. The most senior Democrat in the House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, says she's disappointed in the president.
I hope that the president of the United States would follow the lead of so many other presidents before him to be a healer in chief, and not a fanner of the flame. Yesterday, we saw a most unfortunate situation where before the time of the curfew occurred, peaceful demonstrators in front of protesters in front of the White House were beaten. Some people came out and beat them so they could clear the area so the president could come out and go forward. What is that?
Protests outside the White House have now been banned, with police and the military using low-level helicopter flights to monitor protesters. A security fence has also been erected around the White House, but this has not stopped thousands of mostly peaceful protesters from making their way to Pennsylvania Avenue, where the White House is located. In New York City, thousands have been marching against police brutality, the mayor there extending the curfew until Sunday, rolling back the time from 11 p.m. to 8 p.m. for people to be off the streets. Overnight, there was looting in Manhattan, with high-end stores broken into. Police made 700 arrests there, with one officer injured after being intentionally hit by a car. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo spoke out against the use of the National Guard and the military as suggested by President Trump. He stated that New York has the largest police department in America with 38,000 officers. He says it is they that should be controlling the situation.
You have 38,000 NYPD people. It is the largest police department in the United States of America. Use 38,000 people and protect property. Use the police, protect property and people. Look at the videos. It was a disgrace.
Roxy Washington, the mother of George Floyd's 6-year-old daughter, Gianna Floyd, spoke to reporters at a Minneapolis press conference holding her daughter close. Pointing to the little girl, she spoke of the profound loss the young girl would suffer without her father in her life.
This is when those officers took at the end of the day, they get to go home and be with their families. Gianna does not have a father. He will never see her grow up, graduate. He will never walk her down the aisle. If it's a problem she's having and she needs her dad, she does not have that anymore.
Meanwhile, in New York, the 8 p.m. curfew New York City set in place on Tuesday was widely ignored, with thousands remaining in the streets protesting. Protester Marcus Alexander Andre says he, like many others, is angry.
I don't preach violence, I preach equality. I want all of us to be equal, and that's why I stand. I will stand against the good cops who say nothing. I will stand against the bad cops that do evil. I want them to know my face. I want them to hear my words.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.